Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining us in this first 6 months results presentation. I'm here with Daniele Forti and with the investor relation team, with also Joseph. Everybody knows him already. And we start with this presentation going quickly into the first three or four pages. Most of you are familiar with the business model. Just for those that are not familiar, starting from page three, we have this division of our activities where we have services and mechanical sectors with Dri-Mec and Soilmec on one side and Trevi and Petrofan, our service company for special foundation services, works, and oil and drilling. Geographical distribution, not major changes during these first 6 months. We continue to highlight that we give a lot of importance to this geographical distribution of our activities and the network. This distribution is able to provide to the business the division between, again, services and mechanical sectors are there for those who want to go more in details. Going on page six, what is our business model? Again, the synergy and the opportunity that usually are generated in these two divisions are also generated between Trevi and Petrofan, in this case, and Soilmec and Dri-Mec, with continuous exchange of technologies and know-how among all the sectors. So this is another key feature for us that we want to continue to highlight. Going on page seven, we wanted to just put some key highlights here in this page, starting from the results, this strong revenue generation. It's a good sign of our activity around the world. All the section, all the different sectors and divisions have experienced increasing revenue in this first 6 months, and we will go more in details later on, division by division. Taking full action for margin improvement, we had some good contracts in this the first 6 months, especially in Trevi activity. But overall, we got what we believe a satisfactory level of activity and also margins, especially in some of the division. Again, we'll go more in details later on. A strong backlog, which is we were able to build in these 6 months, not easy months in all the activity, but looking at the economic and financial environment around the world, but the group was able in these 6 months to sign, and we have now contracts, and now we have awarded contracts with a good level of backlog, almost 1 billion euro. Improved net financial position as planned. For those of you that follow the group in the last years, many times in the past, we have highlighted our willing to decrease the net financial position of the group, so it's now time to cash the results, and here we have a good reduction in the net financial position, again, especially driven by the drilling business, especially mechanical drilling business, where we were able to collect, as planned, an important amount of resources. Going on page 8 about the outlook, I just would like to skip this page because we will talk about it later on when we have finished the presentation, so everybody will have more details, and we can conclude our conference call going into the outlook for 2012 and 2013. Group division overlook on page 9. We listed here some of the issues that we wanted to highlight in this presentation, and then we have also question and answer talking about this specific issue. But if you see here, there is an overall increase in revenue in sales in the first 6 months, starting with the 15% of Trevi activity. As I said before, this is due mainly to some major projects, ongoing projects in several parts of the world, starting from United States and South America, but also with some opportunity we are having right now also in Southeast Asia, and still in the Middle East, even if with less extent compared to the year before. But an overall good first 6 months for trading, and also good results from Petraven. We have 13 weeks in operation, and we are renegotiating in Petraven a number of contracts right now. And again, the backlog is, it's a good backlog, which is also enable us to look at a promising second semester for Petraven. Looking at DreamHack, this is the major increase in revenue in the 6 months. This is due mainly to a number of contracts delivered, important contracts like the one in, also for Mexico, for Pemex. We will go through DreamHack data later on, look at the different divisions in terms of margins. But the revenue here show a very, very strong increase, and this is just the big momentum we are experiencing in these sectors, which we see is continuing also in the coming months and in the coming years. Solmec had a surprising 12%, which is a good sign of Solmec capability and ability to maintain market shares in a very difficult environment, but with the good lines of products and a new range of equipments, Solmec was able to achieve this 12% increase in revenue, even if we are experiencing high competition worldwide. I would just like now Daniele Forti to continue with the financial results for this first 6 months, and then we continue later on with the outlook for the second semester and the coming years.
Thank you, Stefano. I think that most of you already know the principal results we have achieved during the first half of 2012. Revenues, in particular, I would like to highlight, increased almost 23% up to 585 million euros. With respect to the margins, we got 56 million euro EBITDA, 29 million EBIT, and 22 million net profit after tax. There was a certain reduction in margins, as you can see. Backlog remained at a very high level, and net financial position decreased sharply from 495 million euro at the 31st of March down to 426 million as at June the 30th. So you can understand that there are three main points to get: significant increase in consolidated revenues, plus 23%, stable and robust backlog, and an improved financial position in the last 3 months, as previously communicated. In the following page, you can see the same data with more details. I would like to stress the increase in equity we got in 12 months, from 350 million net worth at the end of first half 2011, we reached at June the 30th almost 450 million equity, with an increase of almost 30%. The net financial position in the same period increased from 333.9 million to 425. But in order to understand the dynamics of this position, you have to keep in your mind that at the end of the year, This financial position was 405 million euro. It increased at the end of the first quarter to 495 million, and now it has decreased as posted here. With respect to the financial ratio, we have the debt cover ratio at 3.79 times. It was 2.58 times 1 year before, while the debt equity ratio is steady, less than one time. The number of employees is stable, but there is a different geographical distribution of them according to the jobs we have got in the period. Page 12, you can see the income statement. I would like to stress that depreciation is almost the same, 23 million euro. We decided in agreement with our auditors to post some provisions, 4 million euro for the period, especially against the possible devaluation of assets. But I'd like to draw your attention on financial revenues. We had an increase in financial expenses up to 9.7 million from 8.4 million. But with consider what happened in the financial market in the last 12 months, we think that it's a good result. The incidence of net financial expenses on revenue is still reduced. In the period also, we got a positive gain on exchange rates of 2.8 million instead of a loss of 4.3 million in the first half 2011. So the total weight of financial gains and losses on revenues is very limited. So earnings before tax was 22 million against 28 million 1 year before, with a decrease of 22%. Taxes are estimated in 10 million, but we will see at year end. With respect to the division of revenues between the two segments of the group, 45% was gained by the service sector, while the mechanical sector account for 54% of it. But if we look at our revenues from another point of view, we can see that the core business got almost 60% of the revenue, while the drilling sector got 41% of it. In more detail, at page 15, we can see the split of revenue between the four divisions. In particular, foundation and drilling services segment got 272 million euro, a 13.4% increase. It is not equally distributed between the two divisions of the segment. We have to say that Trevi registered a 15% increase in revenue in the period, while Petroven had a more modest 2.2% increase. No new drilling rigs were introduced in the period. Looking at the mechanical sector, we have to stress that it got almost a 27% increase in revenues, differently distributed, also in this case, between the two divisions. Solmec, notwithstanding what Stefano has said about the difficult market conditions, got a 12.2% increase, while DreamMac got a more robust 36.3% increase. At page 16, we can see the geographical split of revenue. In particular, we highlight the importance of our revenues in Middle East and Asia, 113 million. In Africa, 55 million, almost the double than the corresponding period in 2011. In Latin America, 137 million. In the USA and Canada, 95 million. And in Europe, 82 million, corresponding both to revenues of Trevi, especially in Northern Europe, and the sales of equipment in Eastern Europe, especially Russia, Belarus, and Poland. Revenues in Italy were almost steady at the 60 million level. The backlog is robust, we said, 930 million euro. 50% of it is pertaining to Trevi division, with a good visibility of almost 9 months. Solmec has a poor visibility of around 2 months, while Petraven, thanks to long-term contracts renewed in the period, has a 20% portion of the cake, and the DrillMec has an 18%, which can be considered modest, but as Stefano will go deeper in this matter, I can see that the evolution is interesting. In the period, the Trevi Group has generated a free cash flow very limited. It's minus 7.5 million, because it's true that the sum of EBIT and depreciation and amortization was a consistent 52.1 million euro. But in addition to 20% increase in working capital, we had 30.5% new investments. You have to, in order to get an explanation of these increases, you have to consider that revenues increased 23% in the period. So we have already talked about the financial ratio, in particular debt equity ratio and debt cover ratio. In page 20, we have again the evolution of equity in 6 or 7 years. We have an average increase of equity of almost 27% per year. And against 425 million financial debts, we have almost 450 million euro net worth. Of our financial debts, 64% are at long term and 46% are at short term, including the remaining installments of long-term debts, which are now to be considered as short-term portion. I would like to draw your attention on the segmentation, page 21 and 22. Foundations and Drilling Services segment registered an increase of revenue up to 272.5 million euro from 240 million, with steady margins. More than 16% EBITDA margin and more than 9% EBIT margin. This is a great achievement, we considered from the part of the company, and we hope to conserve this type of excellent results in the future. With respect to the mechanical division, the increase of revenue was in the period greater, but with a fall in margins. This division was greatly hit by the financial crisis, especially in the first quarter of the current year. As you can see in the corner of page 22, in the right corner of page 22, where we have split the results of the mechanical segment in the two quarters, you can see that the average of the six months is differently recognized in the two quarters. Exactly, we had a 3.4% EBITDA margin in the first quarter, with an increase up to 5.3% in the second one. The same happened with respect to EBIT margin. From 1.3%, we got up to 2.7%. This is an interesting trend, and I think that Stefano has more words in this respect for you.
Thank you, Daniele. Okay, starting from this margin divisions analysis, I think we can go back now to the overall outlook of what we see for the next six months, for the second semester, for the coming quarters. So just to summarize, we have seen here an increase in revenue in all the divisions, even if the development of margins have been very different from the division, from service to mechanicals. There is also something to be said about Drillmech, which is doing an extremely good job in entering in new markets, and this was a big effort that we have sustained since last year. Of course, we have also to say that we have to give up something in terms of margins to achieve this entrance in the new markets, but we consider this also temporary situation, because the outlook, it's very promising for Drillmech, and especially for the oil and gas sectors, where we expect the trend to continue in terms also an improvement in the margins. As I said, mainly due to this effort we did in the last quarters to enter into new markets with new clients. It's now time to collect some results from this decision and strategy we had. As a matter of fact, Drillmech, it's in a very good position right now. We are very close to finalize important contracts for delivery of rigs that will affect this last period of this year's, and it will create a robust, again, even more robust backlog for 2013. So we are fairly optimistic, and we look at new opportunities for Drillmech in also new segment for the coming quarters. Soilmec division is competing in a difficult world, but as we said before, it's effort to renew equipments and renew the range of rigs has enabled the company to increase revenue, and even if in a difficult market, continue to see opportunity for Soilmec to maintain this level of activities. Looking at the service sector, there are a number of negotiations, of course, going on. I want to remember always that Trevi, especially Trevi type of contract, it's between the small and medium range contracts. So we don't communicate always what the contracts awards have been in the period, but if you look at the order intake, you can appreciate there's a number of contracts signed in this last quarters, looking at the level of backlog and of the order intakes, as I said. So we always look at good opportunity for trade activity worldwide. I think we have a good geographical distribution of our works. It's a mix of geographical area, but this mix has been able to create these results for the first 6 months. So we look at interesting opportunities also for the coming quarters. So the overall outlook for the group, it's we are prudent but optimistic. We don't expect all the situation to be solved when I talk about the special economic and financial problems affecting important parts of the world. But our mix of business and our model based on activity in several parts of the world, we consider that as a good base for a good second semester, and we expect the guideline be in line with the what we achieved last year in terms of revenue and in terms also of gross margins, with an improvement in the net financial position of the at the end of the year, because we see continuity in this process that started already last quarter. There is a possibility to have also a better scenario, especially if we are able to close this interesting negotiation for the oil and gas drilling sector in the coming months. We don't know exactly the timing as usual, but if the timing is short, this new contract will affect also partially 2012 and certainly 2013. This is I think it's all about the outlook. Now we have some questions we receive from several attendees.
For the Q&A session, this is Joseph Mastragostino here from the Investor Relations Department. I would like to go in order in which we received the questions in order for have everybody an answer to these questions. I will read the questions and the answers will be given either by the CEO, the CFO, or myself. Starting from the very first one, let's talk about it. The question asks, marginality decline of the mechanical division. What is the mix between the companies? Still suffering Soilmec and Drillmec. What is happening to its marginality? So I'll go with the answer for that. As detailed by this Chief Executive Officer Stefano Trevisani, the mechanical division is suffering on marginality side, given a different mix in the drill mix products, and given that it has entered into a higher-end machinery offer, and the recourse of some outsourcing has hindered, in part, margins. It must be said that the strategy to enter into larger contracts gives a major exposure to this division, which we remember, as of last year, consolidated revenues of the Drillmec division came to be 380 million euros. This represents a strategy for long-term growth and awareness in the market for increased future growth. Always remember that, especially in the recent months, we have delivered a very important amount of rigs to a primary client in Mexico. And this has given us a great deal of awareness, which brings Drillmec today at the level of a very important player in the oil and gas arena. Going forward, there is a question on how is the year-end debt going to evolve if compared to the high inventories in Soilmec?
We can say that the 2012 year-end debt is expected to improve gradually, even if not as much as in the second quarter of the year. As we are confident that the net working capital dynamics, both from the mechanical and in part from the services side of the business, should produce a positive effect, easing on the current level of leverage.
The other question is, the number of rigs operational in Petroven for the first stage 2012, and what is that figure going to be by year end? The current number of the rigs is currently 13, and they are successfully working with clear operating results. The growth path of Petroven is clear and organic, and we would expect to add at least one additional rig by year-end or 2013. The other question is relating to margins evolution in the second age, 2012.
As we have highlighted, the consolidated margins will remain in line with those registered in the last year. Again, we want to maintain a clear and prudent approach to the market, given its conditions. While the service side of business will overall have a more linear evolution, with the mechanic side of the business, we are striving to improve the profitability and have all actions in place for improvement. Stefano has just said that important negotiations of contract are expected to be concluded in the next weeks or a few months. This as so we have the chance, the opportunity to improve the portfolio of the segment, of the mechanical segment first, and then the level of activity and the profitability of the two divisions of the segment, Drill Mech in particular.
Is the reduction in margins a structural decline or a momentary one?
This is what we have just said and also we have repeated before. This is due to a certain circumstances, mainly in some contracts delivered by Drill Mech, where we have to say that it was a kind of unplanned peak of production that requires some outsourcing that was not anticipated by us. So at the end, we had to give up some margins to maintain the delivery schedule. But as we said, the momentum is very good for oil and gas business, so we certainly can say that this is a temporary situation for margins.
Forex gain in the second quarter was good. Do you have an idea of the year end?
We have always said that the global presence of Trevi Group is receiving a good push from a strong dollar in general terms. So in the first half of the year, we have seen the effects of a strong dollar in three directions. First, on the equity value, which increased because our activities denominated in dollars were revalued. Second, on the margins, which were improved because of that. Third, on gains on exchange rates, we think that if the dollar could remain at the present level, it will have a very good impact also in the results and in the balance sheet at year end.
There's a question on the construction outlook for the remaining part of the year. We would like to answer with that with a more, let me say, structured answer by saying that the construction outlook varies a great deal from the various geographies. All countries are not the same, of course. Consider that the situation in Europe is still pretty complex. And with the current austerity measures brought forward by governments, the outlook seems a little harder. It must be said, though, that there are some works, small to medium-sized, and overall we were able to acquire one of the most important infrastructural contracts in Europe, which is the Metro of Copenhagen. The outlook, for example, in the Americas is quite different, and the situation is much more clear in the United States, and the outlook in construction seems better. For that matter, I would like to remember that Congress has passed in the month of July the so-called highway bill, accounting for about $105 billion to be spent in the next 2 to 3 years. And therefore, a good set of opportunities can be considered in the near future. It must be remembered that this is an election year, though, so we will see what will be the outcome for the future opportunities once the election is over in November. The situation in South America is still very interesting, and we continue to acquire important orders, leveraging very much on our historical presence. West Africa is still looking good, with important contracts ongoing. The Far East sees areas like Thailand, Singapore, and Hong Kong performing well. And areas like India and China have shown a considerable slowdown due to the lower rate of production of these important countries. Going forward, there are other questions regarding primarily the year-end debt, which we have pretty much answered to. So following to the very last question, we would have to get some eventual updates for Mosul. They're asking us from the financial community. I'll let the Chief Executive Officer answer to that.
Yeah, Charles, this is a common question in the last 3 years, but there's not really an update. We know that the government is looking at employing a consultant company, and I think they are in the process to select the consultant that will be a competent, independent consultant company, and we don't have really the timing for that. We assume that this has to be done in quickly, and it means that once the consultant is selected, there will be a review of the contractor position, and then a final decision that should be taken hopefully soon. So difficult to predict the time, but the project is ongoing, and nothing has stopped, so we just wait to see what happens in the coming weeks.
That wraps up the Q&A session. For any further details, we always have our Investor Relations office available for any questions you might have, so we can set up any conference calls after that. And I'll close the remarks with our Chief Executive Officer with his greetings.
Okay, I think that we went through all the major aspects of the presentation. I'm sure there will be more questions coming in the coming days. But an overall conclusion, I think it's important to say that in this difficult scenario, the group is maintaining its market shares. With interesting opportunities, I want to highlight it again in the oil and gas sectors for the coming months. And this will open again the possibility to improve the business in the coming quarters. I think this is all. I want to thank everybody for attending this conference. And if you have more requests, just contact us, Joseph or Daniela or myself. Thank you.
Good evening to all of you.
Have a good evening.